That $300 million includes Wisconsin corn sales and related economic activity. All of that supported over 700 jobs in 2014. The national study was commissioned by the U.S. Grains Council and the National Corn Growers Association. Tom Teeting from the Wisconsin Grower Association says the group wanted to highlight the broader impact of exports, especially for federal officials considering international trade agreements.
So that they have a better understanding that it's not just the volume and the value of the dollar of what we're exporting, but there is this ripple effect of jobs and economic impact in our state.
Wisconsin only exports about 4% of the state's total corn production, mostly in the form of animal feed and ethanol. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.